तस्मात् त्वमिन्द्रियाण्यादौ नियम्य भरतर्षभ पापमानं प्रजहीय एनं ज्ञान विज्ञान नाशनम्। भगवद्गीता 4.3.41 तस्मात्, therefore, this is leading on from the previous verse. The previous verse said that lust is lust resides in our senses, mind and intelligence, and that's how it curbs us. It actually deludes us, covers our knowledge. Therefore, what should you do? Krishna is telling us part of the solution now. So, till now, that means the analysis of 37 to 40 was describing the problem. So, 41 to 43 will be focusing on the solution. The first step of the solution is told in 41. Then further analysis is given. And then 43rd, the second, the decisive step. Tasmat tvam indriyanyadav. Therefore, indriyanyadav. In the beginning, niyamya. In the beginning, you should regulate the senses, discipline the senses. Niyamya bharatarshabha odhsanindo bharata. And papamanam prajahiya enam. Papamanam, that which is the symbol of sin, that which impels you to great sin, you should be able to prajahi, you should be able to curb it. And then Krishna gives another fearsome description of lust, where he says, jnana vijnana nashanam, jnana vijnana. So, knowledge and vijnana can refer to realized knowledge. Vijnana can also refer to the urge for realizing knowledge. The urge for gaining more of experienced knowledge. Whichever way you look at, Krishna is saying, Nashanam, destroyer. So earlier Krishna has used the word Avrutam Jnanam, it covers knowledge. And now he is saying lust destroys knowledge. So, what does it actually do? Does it cover or it destroys? Essentially, it is the same. You know, covering is also the same as destroying, because if something is covered, for all practical purposes, not available to us. I may have eyes, but if a blindfold is put on my eyes, then I can't see anything. And if I can't see anything, then it's almost, it's as if I don't have eyes. So, here, the important point to recognize is that lust destroys our knowledge acquiring capacity and further our inclination to acquire that knowledge also. Jnana vijnana nashanam. So, if we see the vijnana, if we use it to say as the urge for realizing the knowledge, or basically urge for knowledge, then we see that not only does lust destroy our spiritual knowledge, but when people get comfortable in sensual enjoyment, then they feel that there is no need for spiritual knowledge also. They feel that, oh, I am enjoying here quite a lot. I am enjoying here comfortably. Why do I need to do anything more? Why do I need to tackle any further issues? So that way, the urge for spiritual inquiry goes off when one indulges in lust, one is captivated by lust. Now actually lust doesn't satisfy. But still, what lust does is, it makes one feel that I will soon become satisfied. That I just need to maybe get a better sense object, or maybe just get some medicine to improve my sensory capacity, or maybe just learn some new ways of doing sense gratification, and by that I will be able to enjoy. So lust keeps us dissatisfied, but doesn't, that dissatisfaction does not lead to reorientation of our desire towards the spiritual. That dissatisfaction leads to reinforcement of the desire for the material. That is the great power of the illusion of lust, that although we are dissatisfied, we don't think that, oh, I need to explore a new way of finding happiness. Oh, there's no reorientation of desire from the material to the spiritual, but there is just actually reinforcement of the desire for something new material. Oh, this thing gave me a little pleasure, but I must do something else by which, if I get just, you know, this particular sense object looks so attractive, if I just get that, then I'll be so happy. So in that way, lust deludes us. So it takes away not only our knowledge, but also the urge for knowledge, because it makes us feel that, oh, I just need to get a better sense object or do some sense gratification in a better way, increase my sensory capacity, and then I will enjoy. So now, tasmatam indriyanyadav. Now Krishna is telling that if we are to conquer lust, it has to begin with controlling the senses. Adav. Adav is in the beginning. First, control the senses. Adav can also, of course, mean that as early as possible, in the childhood itself. You know, if we can give children pure impressions in their childhood, then it's so much easier for them to actually move onwards. When adolescence hits upon them and puberty hits upon them, if they have pure impressions, then they can deal with the attack of lust much better. But even if we have not done it, now when we understand how dangerous enemy lust can be, though we can start. So if we take Adav in terms of time, then it can be as soon as possible or as soon as we realize the urgency. Or we take an Adav in terms of from where we should deal, begin the battle against the lust. It says that at the first level, it is at the senses. There has to be some sense control. So for example, in most cultures, all cultures all over the world, practically speaking, there is the institution of marriage. So there may be variations, there may be polygamy, polyandry, polygyny, whatever. But still, institution of marriage is there, and that brings about a regulation on the way the sexual energy expresses itself in people. And only when that is there, then people can think of something higher. Otherwise, if we have the example of Ravana, practically his only business was searching for more women to enjoy. He had a big harem and he wanted more and more. And wherever he would go, he would exploit those women. You would find women, abduct them, exploit them, and you would enjoy them. So basically, if a person does not have some regulation on lust, it may be external, social, such as that happens with marriage, but if that is not there, then there will be no possibility of that person being able to think of anything higher. Just the hope, oh, maybe I can make a one night stand with this person, or make a hookup here, I can have an affair there, I can do this, I can do that. So then the mind will go wild if there is no regulation at all. So therefore, regulation is the beginning of purification. Tasmatam indriyanyadav. So once a person understands, okay, now I say for example I'm married, so then I can have sexual relationship with one person, and that is it. So what happens by this is one gets the experience of sex, and whatever pleasure is there, the experience of sex once makes one realize that, okay, the depiction is a gigantic exaggeration. It is, the actual experience is of much, much lesser pleasure. And if the person is immoral, then the person may think maybe there's something wrong with the person with whom I'm having sex. If I have sex with somebody else, then maybe I'll get more pleasure. And then that person stays same in the same endless endless trap of material consciousness. But if the person has some moral scruples, then the person understands, okay, if this is not the, if there is no pleasure here, then where should I seek happiness? And then the person starts becomes more ready to start exploring spiritual happiness. So regulation, niyam yoga, what Krishna talks about here, that allows us to fulfill lust at some level, but to also the regulation ensures that we just don't get carried away in trying to find newer and newer means for gratification, but instead we focus on getting purified, because we understand that, okay, this is not going to satisfy me, therefore let me seek something else, let me seek something higher. And so the way to combat lust is to recognize the falsity of its promises. And regulated gratification helps expose the falsity of its promises. If there is no regulation, then we think, okay, the promise was not fulfilled in this form of enjoyment. Maybe in that form of enjoyment it will be fulfilled. And maybe after that in that form of enjoyment. And like that it will go on. But when we understand that, actually, when there is regulation, then we understand that actually there is nothing much over here. Nothing to get so excited and wild about it. Let me now seek higher happiness. And that when we experience ourselves, the falsity of the promise of lust, then that gives us the impetus to fight against it. You are a liar. I will not listen to you anymore. You will never provide me happiness. So I will look for happiness elsewhere. I will not do what you're telling me to do. And thus the regulation gives us realization. And that realization gives us the determination for a confrontation with lust. And by that willingness for confrontation, we resist lust and then we pursue spiritual realizations, wherein ultimately we get spiritual satisfaction by developing ourselves, by devoting ourselves to Krishna and relishing the joy of pure spiritual love. Thank you.